This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, good evening. Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. If you watch this show from time to time, you know that we really have tried to keep an open mind about the Robert Mueller Russia investigation. That sounds insincere, but it's not. It's sincere. If American citizens colluded with a hostile foreign power to hurt the United States, we would want to know about it. We would never defend disloyal behavior like that, no matter who the president was. So for the last year, we have consistently held back. Even as ominous signs accumulated, we struggled against calling the Mueller investigation a partisan witch hunt designed to topple a president. We didn't want to think that it was. Unfortunately, it's getting harder to deny that now. As federal judge T.S. Ellis put it last week, Mueller is seeking only information that, quote, would reflect on Mr. Trump or lead to his prosecution or impeachment. There you have it. That's not a law enforcement investigation he's describing, assuming it ever was. That is a hit job on a democratically elected leader. The left knows this, and of course it pleases them. Removing Trump from office is the only principle they recognize. But instead of admitting that, they lecture the rest of us in grave tones about the rule of law, like they really care what the Constitution says. Of course, they don't. As Pat Buchanan pointed out in a pretty smart piece over the weekend, Mueller doesn't have the power to take Trump out. No independent counsel would. The only institution empowered to prosecute a president is the Congress. The presidency is a political office. Voters get to decide who fills it. Other elected officials check the president's power, not unaccountable investigators or rogue FBI agents, not Peter Strzok or Lisa Page, the Congress. If the president has committed a crime, the Congress can put him on trial. That's called impeachment. They could do it tomorrow if they wanted. It's in the Constitution. And impeachment, and this is the best part, takes place openly, in public. The rest of us can watch it and evaluate it every step of the way. There are no redacted documents or leaked text messages from creepy FBI agents. The whole thing is transparent, and that's how democracies are supposed to operate, openly. Ironically, the one group that understands this is the Democratic base. Kind of amazing, but it's true. They badly want to impeach Donald Trump, and they say so. Their leaders in the Democratic Party lie about it, and they do it for the same reason they lie about everything, because all they care about really is power. They don't want to scare voters before the midterm election, so they don't mention impeachment, and instead they use unelected bureaucrats with guns to crush the presidency. And the worst part is, it's working.
Well, this is what's happening in your America, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, if you don't mount up the fight and push back, of course, we've got some primaries that are going to be, opening today. So, we'll have to wait and see what these early voting will tell us in terms of this potential blue wave that Democrats have been, you know, trying to fan up here. But, we'll have to see if... there's negative impact on Democrats and those that have supported the ousting of Donald Trump and impeding anything that this administration has tried to do by way of we the people to get this country back on track and to be forthright about our constitutional rights. And, you know, what is happening? I mean, our rights are being impinged on at every turn. Our First Amendment right. In fact, we're going to schedule Bill Fetter. He was supposed to be on today, but he had a conflict, and we're going to talk about First Amendment rights, and particularly what's going on in California on the impingement of our religious viewpoint and what California has decided to do, at least in their assembly. I haven't seen any final vote yet. Out of their Senate, if they've and if Governor Brown has signed the bill that will basically put the state of California at odds, and I mean direct odds with the Bible and the church and those that believe in the Word of God and that draw reference to it, because if they use any kind of reference that would be perceived by the LGBTQ community to be offensive, they have determined that that will be hate speech. And, of course, boy, that's the card. You throw that card on the table and people start to scatter. And, you know, the knives come out, and here we go. We're talking some major penalties and all kinds of infringement. Boy, there's a constitutional crisis right there in the forecast just coming out of California. So stay with us for more details. Andy Puzder coming up next right here at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us. We're going to talk with Andy Puzder in just a moment. Donald Trump's leads America's capitalistic comeback, the title of the book, The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom, and the Left's Plot to Stop It. Andrew Puzder joins us. He is, was nominated the CEO to head the U.S. Department of Labor and put forward an America First economic policy. And when that happened, the left went ballistic. Now, why? What fear of success do you have? They knew Andy would take on the unions and what he called the quasi-socialists trying to destroy America's capitalism. Now, as one of President's most trusted advisor, this is this book is a way for Andy to hit back, the capitalist comeback. Andy Puzder, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great, Bill. Good to be here. Thank you.
Hey, good to have you here to bring reason to this environment. I mean, we keep telling people, look at the empirical evidence. Tell me where socialism, tell me where these theoretical ideas that we almost totally drowned in under this past administration. I mean, it was like we were living life by theory. You know, God forbid that we ask for empirical evidence that demonstrated that these ideas and policies had worked before and that there was any kind of successful track record.
Well, you got that absolutely right. And actually what I cover, even in the first chapter of the book, you have to remember when Obama came into office, his economists were projecting that in 2011, GDP growth would go to 3.8%. In 2012 and 13, it would exceed 4% because they honestly believed, I think, these socialist policies that they had were going to work. The stimulus that they didn't stimulate anything, Dodd-Frank, which actually hurt the banks, Obamacare and the nightmare that created, and all the regulation that he piled on. They thought coming out of a recession, despite what they had done, they'd still see economic growth because the average coming out of recessions for the past 10 had been 4.3%. Well, as you know, he never had a calendar year of 3.3% growth. It was 2.1% average following the end of the recession. And his last year, he had a 1.5% GDP growth. There were no jobs. People dropped out of the labor force. They ended up working part-time jobs or entry-level jobs. It was a disaster. Trump comes in. Business optimism shoots up. He reduces taxes. He reduces regulations. And in the first three quarters of his presidency, we have GDP growth of 3.1% already.
Exactly.
After Larry Summers said that, who was a Trump economist, said that believing in 3% GDP growth was like believing in tooth fairies. And we've turned around the situation on unemployment. During the Obama administration, every time I did an interview, it was about too few jobs, bad jobs, part-time jobs, entry-level jobs. Nobody could find the kind of good-paying job they needed. Today, the major problem facing American businesses is finding workers to fill the good-time jobs that are open. We have a historic number of job openings, despite the fact we have an historic number of people employed. So a complete turnaround in the economy.
Yeah, in such a short period of time. And as you say, even the CBO had, and this was to me was the dangerous aspect of what the Obama administration had done to this country in terms of its productivity level and expectation. It had been reduced to maybe about 2%. They said that would be the best that would happen. And then here it is, Donald Trump inside of the first year is blowing the doors down. And it makes you wonder, Andy, if he got a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats and even the media, what we could be looking at today instead of 3.1%, would we already be hitting numbers like 4?
Well, look, you're absolutely right, Bill. We have never in American history had a president that has faced such a concerted effort by the left and the media to discredit his economic accomplishments. And the book, this book I wrote, was designed to give supporters of the president the ammunition they need to fight back and to share these undercover, underreported achievements of the administration that really have brought capitalism back to the country. Your point is very good, because he isn't facing the same kind of problems that Ronald Reagan or George Bush faced, because the political opposition has openly now embraced progressive socialism. Democrats were once proud capitalists, too. You know, think of John Kennedy.
Yes.
This isn't the party of John Kennedy anymore, or even Bill Clinton. Let's take Bill Clinton, who you probably didn't think I'd say anything positive about. But he came in, he raised taxes, he apologized, said he raised them too much. He reformed welfare, he deregulated the banks, he lowered capital gains taxes, he balanced the budget, and he shrank government. Stood in front of the country and said, the era of big government is over.
Yep,
You can't find a Democrat that would say any of those things today. This is the party of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. And this book, my book, shows how the Democrats have been captured by this socialist ideal, particularly young people. So this is a great book if you have kids or grandkids and you want to show them how free enterprise works, how it brings prosperity to millions of people. It's the best system to lift people out of poverty that's ever been devised. If you want them to read about that, please buy the book. And by the way, I'm contributing all the profits on this book, assuming there are any, to charity. This is not a Jim Comey kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
Profits. I'm giving them to charity. I don't want anybody claiming I did this to make money. This is to get the word out.
Well, Andy, the best thing that could happen as a result of your books, and one of the things that I might suggest, is tell the kids, look, at, why don't you take a year off? Make it 2 years from going to college. You want an education? Go get a job. Go there and experience firsthand capitalism and see for yourself, and then come back 2 years later. Go back, finish your school if you're so compelled to do so. But I think it would be time well invested on behalf of we the people on their own futures, because this is what this is about. Is that you, through experience and wisdom, you have seen this, you have lived this, it's irrefutable. I mean, people with their theories, I mean, what are the Democrats? You know, you mentioned the party of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Cory Booker. I mean, look what they're talking about. Their emerging platform now includes free money, guaranteed jobs, reparations, and I think they missed one. Fox may have missed in the headline as well, free tuition, right?
Yeah, like it's Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember, this is, you know, Bernie Sanders is the guy in 2011 and 2012, when Venezuela was the richest country in South America, and when they were implementing, Chavez and then Maduro were implementing these socialist policies, Bernie Sanders made the statement, the American dream, you can't find it in America, you have to go to countries like Venezuela.
Wow.
And then he commented, who's the banana republic now? Well, a good question to ask today is, people are starving in the streets. They're eating garbage. They can't get medical care. People are running out of Venezuela. They've got an immigration problem similar to what's happening with Syria. People are leaving the country because they're starving.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what socialism does. Look at you know, not only the fall of the Soviet Union, which you and I may remember, but young people today don't, but North Korea and South Korea, those aerial photographs that the satellites take, you know, if socialism worked, it would be North Korea where you saw the lights at night, not South Korea.
Exactly.
And socialism is a failed philosophy. Capitalism has elevated the standard of living for everybody across the planet, particularly since the fall of the Soviet Union. All that data, I've got some great graphs, and I have two graphs in the whole book, but they really demonstrate what success people have had under capitalism and the disaster of socialism.
Well, this is the issue of... of facts and the truth, as they say, they can be stubborn things against ideologues who want you to have a knee-jerk emotional response, and they're going to send you down the river. I mean, we've already been down the river for 8 years with these failed policies. Now we get a businessman who comes in and understands return on investment, and he's turning this country upside down to the good for all concerned. Andrew Pudzer is with us, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even love you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me.
Bill Martinez.
Live.
Hey, it's the way life is, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Andrew Puzder continues, an American attorney, author, businessman, former chief executive officer of CKE Restaurants, I should say, the parent company of Hardee's and Carl's Jr., the home of probably the best $6 burger on the planet, I want to tell you. You know, and I want to tell you, Andy, that maybe if you gave those knuckleheads there in the Beltway $6 burgers, brought them in, maybe they would, you know, confirm you and, you know, get you here on the administration where we need you.
Well, I think the resistance from the left was it was so severe, and they made it so personal. There was no real. We never really got into policy debate. They attacked me for statements my former wife made in a divorce proceeding, which she later admitted weren't true. They attacked me for having an undocumented worker in our house who I terminated as soon as I found out she was undocumented. But they worked very hard to turn, you know, there's two, three, or four Republicans that are kind of squishy. And all you got to do is, at that point, all you have to do is turn three of them. Now all you have to do is turn two of them, because we only have a one-vote majority in the Senate. So the vice president, if we lose one, the vice president can come in and turn that around with his vote. But I lost three. I lost Murkowski and Collins, which, of course, many conservatives candidates lost, like Betsy DeVos. And then Johnny Isaacson decided not to vote for me, and to this day, I don't know why, but anyway, at that point, it made it impossible to get confirmed.
Well, and this is the thing. I mean, when you're talking, and what you're sharing in the book is so common sense that, if you know, for somebody to come in, you know, in the position of labor, you got to have somebody who understands it, that is not a politico. And this is what is so refreshing about the Donald Trump administration, Andy, is all along, I think ever since I was a kid, we were saying we needed to have a president in office who understood business, and look how long it took. And now we have one, and he's turning things upside down and spinning the heads of those on the left that they can't even keep up with it. So then let's talk about collusion. Let's talk about all these, you know, Don Quixote fighting windmill illusions that are out there.
Hey, you know, I was very critical of President Obama's economic policies while he was president. Not because I hoped they failed. It was because I was concerned that they would fail. Mm-hmm. I was concerned they would hurt American businesses. They would hurt American workers. And so I never criticized President Obama personally. I think there were others did, and there were reasons to. But I, you know, that was not a tactic that made any sense to me. He was duly elected twice. But I did disagree with his policies and came out strongly stating so. But now the opposition to President Trump, you know, it's very, very different. They're using every personal attack they can possibly come up with. They attack him in addition to his policies. And when they attack his policies, quite honestly, the progressive socialists aren't afraid that Donald Trump will succeed or fail. They're not afraid he'll fail like we were afraid Obama would fail. They're afraid he's going to succeed.
Exactly.
Because if he succeeds, the comparison of his administration, which relies on free market capitalists, versus the Obama progressive socialist administration, the comparison, it's going to be hard to get that out of people's minds. Like following Ronald Reagan's election, you know, it took, what, another, you know, 18, 20 years before the Democrats could elect another progressive, somebody who could govern as a progressive socialist. You know, people do forget over time, but if Donald Trump can bring this back after the disaster that was the economy under Obama, I think it's going to make a big difference for this country. We almost lost the country.
Exactly. No, I'm right with you. I thought so. I thought so as well. And you think about what he's done in short order here. This is why I'm weary of what the pundits are putting out there. And I'm really disappointed in the mainstream media being all in with the leftist agenda, because they're hurting us. And all we can hope for is that the truth and the facts are louder than this emotion that is being perpetrated, and the fake news, when you got 90% of the news that is antithetical to this president. I mean, How does that help anybody in this country? If anything is treasonous, and I know that's a heavy-handed word, because we got a lot of stuff that is very smelly that's going on from the FBI on down in our government, this secret cabal, this Templar organization that Donald Trump has identified as the deep state, and which James Comey finally on his tour has admitted. He says, well, it's not exactly the deep state. He sees himself as a ballast. So now, whatever you want to call it, if you're talking about, as Donald Trump said, that they wiretapped his offices there in Manhattan. We said, well, wiretap, that's not, you know, that's not the right word. Well, but he was right in principle because they did, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, when you and I were talking after the election, we talked about losing the country, and it was, I thought we were going to lose it because Obama and Clinton would have 16 years of these socialist progressive policies, and we would lose the American dream, we'd lose free market capitalism. At that time, I had no idea that there was a coup effect going on in these law enforcement agencies. And so when I say, now when I say we lost the country, I mean it in two ways, and not just economically, but we would have lost our heart and soul. We would have turned it over to this administrative state. Because, you know, if Clinton had been elected president, none of what we're hearing now would ever have come to light. It would simply have encouraged these individuals who are attempting to manipulate elections and manipulate the democratic process. It would have encouraged them to continue doing so through elected candidates who supported the swamp or the massive government state that we've created. So it was a very dangerous time. And there are elements. They're not just attacking on the top. You know, they're attacking our kids, as
exactly.
we discussed a little bit earlier. The school systems are so leftist. They're controlled by the teachers' unions. Betsy DeVos is making progress in pulling that back, but it's a real infiltration. There's hundreds of thousands of kids are taught history in high school from a book by Howard Zinn, who's an admitted Marxist, and teaches this warped version of American history as oppression, as opposed to political liberty and economic freedom. You've got the entertainment industry where, you know, film after film, even cartoons, even kid shows, the villains are always CEOs or corporations or rich guys or rich gals or businessmen, businesswomen. People that have realized the American dream are caricatures for people who are evil or people who are the bad guys historically. And it's no wonder that we keep seeing polls that shows that millennials view socialism favorably. That's all they've been taught. Or that in our schools, people want to ignore the First Amendment because you might actually hear what the other side thinks. My God, how could that possibly happen? We're in real trouble here, even though President Trump has, in my opinion, saved us from a very disastrous fate given the history of liberty in our country. But we need to step it up. We need to, while he's in office, we need to fight back. We need to fight back at every level. And I try and lay that out in the book so people can see it very plainly. We got an election coming up. Nancy Pelosi takes control of the House. We're done.
That's right.
I mean, the President Trump's progress is over. So this is a big election, and I hope people understand what's at stake.
Well, Andy, it's time for courage, and we need to have a clean assessment of what's going on. You know, in running companies, one of the first things you do when you take over the helm is you want to be able to assess the culture, assess the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities within an organization. Donald Trump has done that very quickly. I thought it was quite interesting. After his first week, he came out. I don't know if you remember this or not. When he walked out in the Rose Garden, one of the news people said, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" He's going, "It's bad. It's really bad." And the look on his face was that he wanted to say more, but just those two sentences were enough to tell you that it was worse than what he thought. It was like a bankruptcy attorney looking at a company that says, you know, we just need to put this thing out of its misery. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. It was bad. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And anything that the progressives, the socialists, which are now synonymous with the Democrats, anything they can do to conceal how bad things were or to get back into power, to continue on with what they were doing and the road they were taking the country down, that they will do it. Like Mike Pompeo's confirmation, how on earth do you not confirm?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Andy, we got to leave it there. Congratulations on the book, climbing up the charts, The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom, and The Left's Plot to Stop It.
Thank you very much.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed, or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Remember, Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Cindy Baer back with us. She's the president and CEO of Brookdale Senior Living. But before we bring her on, I want to give you a little bit of background. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are 40.4 million unpaid caregivers of adults 65 and older in the United States. And it may not be a surprise that not only are the majority of those caregivers female, 75% according to the Institute of Aging, but AARP notes that 65% of those care recipients are also female. So in many communities nationwide, daughters are also serving as their mother's mother. But there is help out there and wonderful solutions that allow these women, while still fulfilling the caregiver role, once again become their mother's daughter. There are a wide variety of care solutions, and it all begins with research. Communities like Brookdale offer a comprehensive menu of senior living options, including independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. Here to tell us more about it is Cindy Baer. Cindy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here to talk about this, especially as we come, you know, and approach Mother's Day, right?
You know, it is a great gift for mothers and daughters to think about the solutions and the options that senior living has for the right fit for you and your mom.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we talk about, you know, mothers and daughters coming together in their roles. And you touched on something as we were talking earlier about it that I recall, especially with my grandmother who lived to be almost 102, Cindy. And I saw the transition that happened between her and my mother when I saw her kind of transition. I'm talking about my grandmother transition to the daughter and the daughter becoming the mother. I thought that was interesting.
You know, I found that exact same thing with my mom. As parents age, their world becomes smaller, and the daughter becomes the mother. You start taking care of meals and medication and doctor's appointments, and you really lose that mother-daughter bond. What senior living provides is it provides the chance to become your mother's daughter again. And at Brookdale, we offer the widest range of solutions in the industry. We have everything from independent living to assisted living to memory care. And we just really focus on finding the right fit to provide the supportive environment so that your mother or your grandmother can have the very best life that's possible for them.
Well, as I stated earlier in the intro, most caregivers and care recipients are women. Not a surprise here, right?
You are well informed. It is all about women taking care of women. Mm-hmm. You know, women, as you said, spend 75% of their time being the caregivers and 50% more time to men. Now, it's not that there aren't men caregivers out there, but this really is about women taking care of women.
It's their natural wiring, isn't it, to a degree? And I don't mean to pass that off like, you know, it's the same thing like, you know, men are supposed to take the trash out every day because that's what they do. They're designed for that. But I mean, in a sense that they are nurturers. They're natural caregivers within their own, psyche, I guess. Is that fair?
It is fair. And this is really the traditional gender roles. And you'll find that it usually is women taking care of women. Mm-hmm. But what's really important is everyone is going to get old. The question is about how we deal with age. What's the quality of our experience? What's the quality of experience for your loved one? So at Brookdale.com, we provide you with a solution for the best life for you and for your loved one.
Well, I want to hear more about your personal story, but before we do, and we mentioned Brookdale, how do we know when the time is right to talk about senior living options?
You know, I will tell you it's never too early, and my one regret is I started the conversation with my mom too late. If you think about what can happen, if you wait until that catastrophic health event, you have to make a snap decision. But if you start early, you can discuss. You can research, you can tour different communities, and you can find the right fit for you and your mom. For example, if you think about what's important, it's really about the communities that makes your loved one feel most at home and that you feel most comfortable in. And so looking for that right choice is important. And I'm so thankful for the tens of thousands of associates that we have in our more than 1,000 communities at Brookdale who provide that customized, caring, personal experience for seniors every day.
Cindy, you bring up a good point here. I mean, when you get into a situation where it is transactional and you need to make an immediate decision, I mean, there's no runway. There's no preamble to your parent meeting people, getting to know people, and, you know, kind of easing into it and building relationships, because that's what this is still about. I mean, it's about the people you know and the people that you're around. And in Brookdale, you know, like other communities, they are a community. And it's important that people get to know one another. So you bring up an excellent point that sooner is better, only from a standpoint of, you know, making that transition. Because, I mean, we know as kids when we had to move and, you know, you had new neighbors to meet and a new community to fit into, it takes some transition time, does it not?
You know, it really does. And I will find that in my personal experience, it took my mom about 24 hours to transition into her new life. And within a day, she was having a much better life. And what I'm really excited about is we change lives one person at a time.
Exactly. So your mom said, "Hey, I'd like to miss you, but you can't. You're not leaving." Is that what you? So then when they say that to you, you know that they're transitioning well, right?
She made friends her first day.
Wow. Well, that says a lot about her personality. And, but, you know, that's great. But in some cases, it takes a little bit of time. And there's a process here. And that's why we're talking about that sooner is always better than later. Now, how do we bring up the conversation with our loved ones? Because sometimes, you know, you're sitting there saying, okay, it's time maybe to transition into a different community here. And we just don't know how to have that conversation or even begin it.
So what I'll tell you is starting a conversation is absolutely hard. I get it from personal experience. What I can tell you is that our associates at Brookdale get it too. So we offer a lot of tips to talk about your parents, and you can find those at brookdale.com. For me, I knew the right time was when my mom's world started to shrink, and I could see that she didn't get out and enjoy the things that she used to enjoy before. So my mom and my sister and I, we talked about the options that were available. We went out, we toured communities, we had lunch, we talked about the different things that could support us, and we made a very well-informed plan. It helped mom, it helped us, and most importantly, it helped our relationship. What a gift to become your mother's daughter again.
I bet, and especially to be able to do this in a way, like you said, you know, it was an added blessing that she was able to adapt so quickly, you know, find friends there and settle in, and as you say, more importantly, to become that daughter again. You know, how precious is that?
It is a gift that I hope that we give to many mothers and their daughters this Mother's Day. We not only support our residents, but we support our residents' families too. And I just want to say thank you again to the tens of thousands of Brookdale associates who really enrich lives absolutely every day.
Well, Cindy, as we wrap things up, let's talk about the options that Brookdale, that the Brookdale community offers its residents, and where everybody can go for more information. So two questions in one as we wrap this up here.
Sure. At Brookdale.com, you can find all the information that you need. We have the widest range of options in the senior living industry with more than 1,000 communities in 46 states. They range from independent living to assisted living to memory care. And if you want to stay at home, we provide home health as well.
Well, currently, the president and CEO, Cindy Baer, joined the Brookdale senior leadership team in December of 2015, a change-oriented executive who has demonstrated her abilities across multiple industries and leadership roles. Cindy brings a strong mix of financial acumen and operational expertise to Brookdale, and always been a pleasure. Happy Mother's Day to you, Cindy. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, is very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got a very special guest. We're going to have the paperback version, because we did the hardback version last year, but it's time, because here it is. Melissa Francis is back, and we're here to talk about her book, Lessons from the Prairie, paperback version. I'm going to do my best, Melissa, to make it as painless as possible, okay?
What do you mean? It's already painless. This is fun.
Well, you know, the thing is, that's exactly, I've been looking forward to talking to you, because every time I talk to you, I just, you know, there's just something about your personality. It is so enriching and encouraging, and I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, your book, Lessons from the Prairie, The Surprising Secrets to Happiness, Success, sometimes just, as you say, survival that you learned on America's favorite show. You know, here it is. You've had a run. The book has been out there at every turn. People are lauding its praises. It is a breath of fresh air in a, you know, in a time and place where we need more civility, and maybe to return to some of those old values that Michael Landon and Lessons from the Prairie gave us.
You know, it's one of the things that I learned from Michael Landon that I talk about a lot in the book, you know, is an appreciation for what you have. And that's one of those things that I do think has gotten lost. Everybody is so focused on attacking each other and being hysterical and hostile, you forget to sort of sit back and count your blessings. And he was someone who believed in hard work, but he believed in a joy of life. And he really taught us that on the set. You know, I mean, he was writer, director, producer, creator, actor of that show. He was the first one there in the morning, the last one to leave at the end of the day. He worked at least as hard as anyone else. And he was no diva, and he didn't let anyone else be a diva either. He really instilled in us a tremendous work ethic, a gratitude for a steady job, you know, which is so unusual in Hollywood. You never get that. And he was sort of like, you guys are great, we're all working together, but you're also lucky to be here, and there's someone that would take your place in a heartbeat, and he kept us humble, but joyful. And it's something that's definitely missing in my industry, and I'm glad that I was taught that from a young age, and it's something that I want to instill in my children. And I wrote this book really for them, to have everything sort of in one place ways and you know, make fun of myself, make the readers laugh. The audio version, I read myself, and I was laughing and crying along the way. But it's really, you know, one place where all the lessons that I've learned the hard way, you know, you can kind of glean for yourself right there. And, you know, makes a great gift, Mother's Day, whatever.
Exactly.
And if you buy a copy and you send it to Fox News Channel, 1211 Avenue of the Americas, 101-36, we're here. You can Google Fox News. I will find it and send it back to you. I'll pay the return postage, so I'll lose any money I might make on the book by paying to send it back to you, because this is how much I care about connecting with people and just getting the word out there.
Well, I want you to tell your kids how much we appreciate them and how grateful we are because of your motivation to motivate them to leave some history and legacy. This is something that we're passing on to our kids to remind them that, yes, this is the way life can be. I especially like what you added about Michael Landon. You said he was like a perfect kindergarten teacher who makes all the kids believe they are the special favorite, but inspires just enough fear to keep even the worst children from eating all the crayons before lunch. I love that.
Yes. No, it's really true. I mean, when I went back years later and I compared with Melissa Gilbert, I thought, you know, and a lot of people have said this, you were 8 years old at the time. How do you possibly remember this? Mm-hmm. But I had a huge basis for comparison because I did my first TV commercial when I was 6 months old. And, you know, I went on to do more than 100 commercials, lots of movies, lots of series. And this was two very pivotal years right in the middle of my childhood when I worked with this boss that was so different from any others. Mm-hmm. And he really was... You know, there were times when each of us made some sort of huge error. You know, I mean, when we would come to the set having not learned our lines or goofing off, and he would get deadly quiet and serious, like that really good kindergarten teacher who can't hit the kids, but has to do something to scare the heck out of them. Right. You know, and he would get dead serious and be like, go learn your lines and come back, and don't you ever do this again. And you just, whoa. And all of us, you know, I had the experience once. Melissa Gilbert had it once, and we all talked about how we wanted it to never happen again. And, you know, I don't know if he was good at picking kids that were pleasers and adults for that matter, or if he really kind of got us all cycling in the same direction like a well-schooled Peloton. Mm-hmm. But it really stuck with me. And, you know, after earning a lot of money in television and then going off to college, I was, you know, fine with going back to cutting vegetables in the basement of the kitchen in order to make enough money to do unpaid internships. And my, you know, my first job in news was $6.10 an hour. I ran the teleprompter, and I had worked in college and saved money so that I could afford to take a minimum wage job after school. I mean, I think I was probably the only Harvard graduate. I was for sure the only one that moved to Maine. There wasn't a single person in my graduating class, and I was probably the only one to go for a minimum wage job. But I was that committed to what I was going to do. But also, Michael had taught me, you know, the pride in any paycheck, big or small, the dignity in an honest day's work, and how there's something to be proud of no matter where you're working. I would have no problem, you know, going to work wherever in order to feed my kids and educate them. And that's a source of pride to me. And that's one of the big values that we've lost in this country, but in my book.
And I think, Melissa, that people are starting to reconnect with that value. That,
I do too.
You know, part of our joy comes from what we do. Not that it's necessarily an identification, but like you say, we all want to be productive at the end of the year. You want to make somebody miserable?
Yeah.
Keep them from doing what it is that they enjoy doing.
No, it's true. I mean, and when I worked for CNBC and I did business news, I traveled to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to cover energy. And when I talked to people, and even when I talked to people that had studied the country's challenges for a long time, that was one of the things that they said, that the country can have as much oil money as it wants, and when it distributes money just for being alive, people get restless. Like,
exactly.
Don't get a sense of value from that. And they connected that to terrorism. You know, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it speaks to that problem of you have to feel like you're contributing. There's something in human nature that we get a reward from feeling like we're contributing to society, to the greater good, to our family's welfare. There's an inherent pride. And when you teach people to be victims and you teach them to strive for welfare and handouts, you're robbing them of that basic human dignity. And there are huge, huge price to pay for that down the line.
You know, we're paying for it now.
I don't know if everybody realizes that. Yeah. We're
exactly.
paying for it in a lot of places.
Well, a memo to Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders. I'm sorry to go a little political here, but really this is a clear contrast in our country today. And these are core values that when we deviate from them, we pay the price.
It's very true. It is very, very true. And this is why I think that it's up to, you know, each of us to have that pride ourselves and then to also try and instill it in our children. And I feel like I can't change schools. I can't change the world. I can do what I can on TV, but what I can really impact is my children's values and the way I raise them, and especially the example that I show them, because it's, you know, what you do, not what you say.
Exactly.
But the values that I show them, I try to live that, and I, you know, to be frank, I try to take them to church every Sunday. I do take them to church every Sunday. I do.
Mm-hmm.
To sit there and, you know, reflect and count your blessings and to reflect on the things you did during the week that you're not proud of. I mean, we all blare the horn, cut somebody off, and have some petty jealousy about something someone got that I did not.
Exactly.
And it gives me a chance to put it all in perspective. And I'm just humbled with gratitude by the many blessings in my life, my family, you know, just my husband, my existence, so many blessings. I'm humbled by that. I feel undeserving. And, you know, I set out for the week refreshed and renewed, vowing to do better.
Yes.
And, you know, really with perspective returned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, Melissa, in your book, you share a 5-step recipe for turning disaster into golden opportunity, as you write. Are you surprised that a lot of people are looking at this book as a kind of a self-help type of book?
You know, it's what inspired me to write it, because I do a lot of inspirational and motivational speaking around the country in addition to talking about politics and economics. And it was one of the themes that people respond to the most, and it's one of the big reasons why I wrote the book. You know, people after my first book, Diary of a Stage Mother's Daughter, was a memoir about growing up. And you know, a lot of people wrote to me and emailed and tweeted and said that they had had similar experiences in their life. And when they talked about it, they really hadn't had a similar experience. What we had in common was that they had overcome some really debilitating crisis or struggle, and they had come through it to the other side. And that feeling that you get once you've picked yourself up from rock bottom, when you've gotten up off your knees, you know that life can't get you, that you're going to be able to battle back no matter how low it is. And one of my initial lowest points when I got fired from my first on-air job, I was sitting in New Hampshire, I didn't know a soul. You know, I'd only been working there 3 months. I had no idea how I was going to repair my life, my career. I managed to battle my way back, and when I looked back at it, I realized that there was a very straightforward formula for what had happened. You know, included setting a new higher goal, mourning my loss, taking the first step on that road and reflecting on what I could do differently in the end when I made it there. I realized there was a formula that could be redone the next time, and sure enough, life brought me to my knees many more times after that, and I was able to use the same formula in order to get to a better place than where I was knocked down from in the first place. And when I gave this formula in speeches, people really reached out and told me later it had worked for them, and I thought, I've got to put this in writing and try and reach more people, because it's just, I mean, I've used it myself so many times, and we're all going to get knocked down.
Exactly. Well, Melissa, again, congratulations on the book, your career at
Fox.
Thank you. You are the hardest working woman in show business. I mean, every time I turn the channel, there you are, whether, you know, it's Fox Business or the regular Fox channel. And it's always a delight to have you into our homes, and now to have this book that's a bit of your legacy that you wanted to share for your kids, that's being shared to, you know, for other kids and other adults as well. You are such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
Melissa Francis, you have a good one. Melissa Francis,
yeah,
Lessons from the Prairie.
Send me that book, and I'll sign it and pay to send it back. Don't forget.
Here it is, an added gift, because we're givers here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Melissa. Take care.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.